Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Word, the word, 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 association, we heard, 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 the implication, deserve, evaluation, the word, 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 association, word, the word, 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 association, we heard, 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 the implication, deserve, evaluation, word, the word, 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 association.
Why, hello there. Do you have the time by chance?
Oh, sure, friend. Time here is, let's see, of course. The year, we all know, but I'll say it anyway, the time is 1932. And the time, it seems, let me check.
Excuse me,
this,
boy, are you giving the time out? Because I just got a brand new watch, and my watch says it's 1934.
34? My dear, you're a time traveler.
Well, dear me, friend, you see, I'm supposed to turn 18 in 1932, and I'd like to enlist. But I need to make sure it's 1932.
Enlist for what, good friend? Why the Great War is over.
Now, that's so the getting's good. I could just get the paycheck and not have to fight.
So you're saying from here, 1932, or 1934 from you, friend.
Well, that's where I'm from.
From here up until 18 years from now, we're in the clear. There's no war. We can all confirm that.
Because honestly, I thought, honestly, the war we just had, I didn't know what it was good for. Honestly, absolutely nothing, in my opinion.
Wait.
Say that again.
That could be a song. Just like tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Hey, look at someone throwing me a football. War. Ooh.
Right in the stomach.
It hit me right in the stomach. It took the air out of
me. Wow.
Wow.
Huh. Well, that oomph really detracted from the lyrics. I'd say leave that out if you're going to sing the song.
Huh?
You know, just because nobody wants to hear a in the middle of a song.
Oh, absolutely not. It seems like an error.
Yes, it's a... If we listen in your ragtime or some nice orchestras or someone like Lee Greenwood or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do me a favor. Hit me with your best shot. Which one is... You throw this ball at me and you hit me with your best shot.
Wait. That's it. Throw your best shot. That could be a song, too.
Why, that sounds very good. Oh, and look at this. My grandfather's pocket watch started working again, and it says it's time for the Word Association. I'm Rob White, along with Adorify and Brett Lyons. And I hope you enjoyed our journey through time.
Journey through time? What do you mean, friend? What's the word association?
What are you talking about? You just frozen. We were here the whole time.
Interesting. Rob White, you said you better prepare for 45, 50 minutes of this.
I'm sorry.
Oh boy.
I never introduced myself. My name is John Lennon Sr. I'm about to be a father soon.
Oh, right. And my name is Pete Best Sr., and my boy's going to be a drummer in the biggest band in the world.
Oh, we already know. We already know your son's not good enough.
Well, this is a surprise-themed episode. I apologize in advance, everybody. It's just me, myself, and these two gentlemen from the 1930s talking about words that we bring to the table and what inspires us. And let's see.
And my word is going to be gazoinks or getaway sticks. Which should I choose? Let's see. Yeah, let me leave it up. How would you... So here's what I'll ask before we get into words.
Yeah.
You're Pete Best. Let's say you're Pete Best.
You're the original Pete drummer. Best. I mean, don't have to be second best.
You're the original drummer for the Beatles. Mm-hmm. You're playing, I assume, in Hamburg. You're playing in Liverpool, etc.
I can't remember if he got fired or if he quit. I cannot recall. It doesn't matter. You either get fired or quit. You're sitting at home. You're like, fuck those guys. The next 4 or 5 years, you see the Beatles become the four most recognizable humans on planet Earth. You see them accumulate wealth beyond your wildest dreams. They never have to work again. They're the great, 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 great grandkids are set for life even. What do you do? Like, what's your next move? Do you write a tell-all? Do you walk into the ocean? What did this guy do?
I don't remember the circumstances. It all depends on the circumstances as to why he left. Like, if he quit, more regret. Fired is, what can you do? You got fired, yeah. You know? But I think I'm stubborn enough to where I'd be like, that just wasn't for me. You know,
yeah.
I made the decision. Yeah. I have to stand by. It's the same as like somebody's like, hey, there's this new thing called Facebook. Would you like to invest? And you're like, nah, this sounds dumb. Yeah. Right? And then everybody else is.
I think he did okay for himself. I think he was in another band and I think he ended up doing okay with himself because he was talented.
You could definitely write a book and try to cash in that way.
Yeah,
of like,
for sure.
Yeah.
And you also can.
Or, what if he wrote, if I did it, like if he stayed? If I did it by Pete Best?
I feel like that book's already taken.
I mean, he might have taken it when he did it, but.
It'd also be funny to be like, if I'm Pete Best and I get fired and then I see they hired Ringo. And here's the thing. Ringo, incredible drummer, but.
Yeah, and then very nice person, it seems like.
Yeah. You know, he gets kind of made fun of.
I mean, he only plays 3 drums.
Paul McCartney famously said, you're not even the best drummer in the Beatles, which was a giant ouchie to Ringo. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, he just probably feels bad. I mean, I'm sure. You know, when the guy in Def Leppard lost his arm, I bet he was like, ah, boy, they're going to kick me out. And they were like, no, you staying with the band. And you know what? He's a great drummer as well.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's a lot of circumstances that you have to be very bad to get thrown out of a band as the drummer.
And a band like Rush, I think, isn't Neil Peart the best part of that?
Neil Peart is the best drummer, apparently, in the world.
And he plays way more than 3 drums.
So many drums.
So too many drums, almost.
Almost. There's one more would be too many.
Then he'd be like the Kodo drummers or whatever that group is that they all play the huge drums. That's like they opened up the Olympics in Japan that one year in Tokyo. They played like the huge drums, but there's like 30, 40 guys.
Is this like Nagano Olympics?
It was in the Nagano Olympics.
The Winter Olympics?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Olympics...
Not gonna go to those Olympics.
Well, I think they're over. I think that was like
Brett, just like the Olympics. We want to wait 4 more years until your next Olympic.
Guess what? It's only every 2 years, baby. Don't forget about the winner. Don't forget about the winner one. Well, why don't we?
I'll start us off today. I think I think my word is going to be caramel.
Ooh.
Caramel.
Or Carmel if you're in California.
Or Carmella if you're Tony Soprano.
Definitely just to go to the, if we're going to go candy, I'll say it's all right in things. If something is just chocolate and caramel, I'm not interested. But if it's along with other stuff, I'll play ball.
Like a Twix? You eat a Twix?
Yep.
Now, are you guys pro or con putting a certain type of candy bar in the freezer?
I'm pro if it's Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm a con probably with everything else.
Really? You don't like a Twix, like a cold Twix?
No.
Cold chocolate is good. I like chocolate in the freezer. But if it's like a Snickers, it can almost get too hard.
Well,
sometimes.
Snickers I wouldn't do because the peanut would get too hard.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Twix usually does fairly well. I think a Crunch Bar is good. But yeah, I think anything that has a hard inside doesn't do well.
Speaking of peanuts getting too hard... Did you guys see in the news Linus double homicide?
I thought you were going to say you overdosed on Viagra.
They lifted up the blanket and was that Linus? The blanket?
He didn't have to lift up the blanket. So. The blanket was just hovering over him. Now, do we all say caramel? Is anyone a caramel? Does anyone say caramel?
I say caramel. I get there are certain words that have dual or not, or I guess two acceptable. I don't know if they're both acceptable, but of words that have like two different, I overthink it, but I've settled on caramel.
Well, I grew up near the south side of Chicago, and one of our better like high school programs was called Mount Carmel. So it was always just ingrained to me that. That's how you say the word. It's just caramel.
But in fairness, that does not have the other A after the R.
True, but in fairness, who cares? Like, it's caramel.
Well,
it's just caramel.
What,
I mean,
what do you call the navel fruit that is popular in Florida?
Tangerine.
Okay, I guess maybe it's the same as a color.
I say orange.
Orange.
Okay, so
what do you
orange,
say?
Orange. Orange. Orange.
Like
orange.
I do a.
And I also, do you say Florida or Florida?
Florida. Florida.
You just said it the same way.
I say Florida, Florida. Or Florida. Florida. Or Florida or Florida.
No one says Florida.
I say Florida. Florida. Yeah, Florida. Florida. I don't get the. I don't hit the I.
Yeah.
I don't understand the quiz you just gave us because it doesn't have anything to do
well,
with.
Well, it's caramel, caramel, orange, orange.
Yeah.
Florida, Florida. I'm just thinking.
You're
of
literally
different...
saying orange. You're saying orange the exact same way both
I don't
times.
Think I am. Weigh in.
I'm hearing it the same. I'm hearing it the same way.
Well, Brett, famously, you grew up near Mount Carmel, which is, of course, you went to Candyland High School?
Candyland University. Say? Candyland U.
Not known for its academics.
No, it was not. It was known for its nougat.
So there's a candy bar called a Caramello,
right.
Which forces you. I don't think anyone in their right mind would dare say a Caramello, because that sounds insane.
Or Carmelo.
Or Carmelo, again, Sopranos. So there's a Caramello, and I feel like in the 90s, it must have been Snickers commercials would say like peanut, nougat, caramel. Like they knew caramel sounds like a Belgium delicacy or something. It sounds like a French whore. Like it sounds like something high class. but caramel sounds like you're tossing the ball in the backyard.
Do you remember? I mean, there's so many. I remember growing up with so many. There were so many different candy bars, but there were just bars that like was like, this is like for old. Like, do you guys remember a Skol bar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like toffee. S-K-O-L.
Yep.
Yeah, it was like a toffee bar.
It had the
like,
texture of like dinosaur
so many,
skin.
Like, there was like so many candies that were like, we're selling this only to old, like old people.
Yeah.
Like, I never saw like a commercial be like, hey, try this Skol bar, kid.
How many kids were walking around eating a Clark bar?
Nope.
Clark
nobody.
Bar. Chunky,
zero,
a chunky
a zero
bar,
bar. Come on, get
which
the
was
fuck
chocolate
out of
and
here.
Raisins.
Skol, real quick. Skol bars. They look like the skin around your knee.
Wait, were they called? I'm sorry. Were they Skol or Score bars?
I think Skol is a tobacco.
Skol is chewing tobacco.
Yeah, I think it's a Score bar. Skor, it was like, but it looked very similar.
But it was like
it had the umlaut.
S-K-
I think it had an umlaut
over the O.
Yeah,
I
think it had an umlaut over the O.
A candy I loved that I think was akin to, because when I growing up in high school, college, everyone would constantly make the same joke of like Werther's Originals. So it'd be like, if you're making fun of like an old person, it'd be like, where's my Werther's Original? And that was like the everyone cracks up because they're like nailed it. I don't know if that's a bit if that's Reed's anymore, but there was a candy right next to Werther's Originals on the shelf called Riesling.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's a German, it's like a German wine candy.
Yeah, they put candy.
Riesling?
Was
it Riesling?
Riesling. Yes, Riesling.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I
yeah.
think it was R-E-I-S-I-N,
yes.
maybe.
So,
but
yes,
they were
yeah,
fucking,
yeah.
it was like individually wrapped little cubes. Mm-hmm. And I think it might have just been dark chocolate and caramel, but it was, they were fucking delicious. Outstanding candy.
I think an overlooked candy, and it has caramel in it, but it was always... It's tough to like eat and disperse was a Rolo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. Again, that's chocolate. That's just chocolate and caramel. So I didn't.
It's just
do
chocolate
it.
And
never,
caramel.
I
thought it was good, but the problem was they were always like in the tube but individually wrapped. So it never was like, oh, you just open it and you know eat it.
They look like little like poker chip markers or something, like little something you'd put on cards.
Like little. Mm-hmm.
If you ever get, if you ever find a movie theater that does mini Rolos, buy a bag of those, dump them in your popcorn, shake up the tub. You're welcome. Welcome to heaven.
Now, so this leads me to, I worked in the movie theater for basically maybe 3 years in high school. And that was a big, but the problem was, is I get it. I get the sweet and salty. But the problem was people also wanted me to douse their popcorn in butter and then do Reese's Pieces or Snow Caps. I get it plain, but adding that liquid, which is not butter. I'll just, and folks out there, if you're listening, I'm going to pull the wool over your eyes. There ain't no butter in any of that.
I think you want to pull the wool off.
Take it off.
No, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
You're like Linus all over you.
It's like a soybean oil or something. I don't know, whatever. But they would have me like do popcorn, butter, Reese's Pieces or Snow Caps, another layer of popcorn, more butter, and then put top it off with that.
At what point did ordering popcorn become like ordering a blizzard?
And whenever I order popcorn and get all my parfait ingredients, they would then hold the popcorn upside down to show, and then it would just spill everywhere.
Well, the biggest pet peeve was, and I get it, I guess I get it, but like on like a busy night, you know, we would pop popcorn in advance because on a Friday or Saturday night, it's always busy.
Yeah.
So like we would start popping popcorn at like 5 o'clock. We would put it in a big bag, put it like next in a storage room, and then we would take it out when we were low on popcorn, filling it. It would warm up. I mean, it was popped maybe like an hour ago.
Sure.
And you'd be so busy and there'd be lines to the line. And you'd always have that one person who was like, I would like fresh pop popcorn. And you're like,
what, is this not made to
order? We're not making it fresh right now. They're like, I'll wait. And it's just like, and you got to go back to the popcorn maker and get, I'll be like, it might take like 10, 15 minutes. Like, I'll wait. I'm like, oh my God. And then you can't help other customers because you have to then start making popcorn.
Guys, I know we've thrown out a lot of great business ideas. We've got a lot of stuff in the works right now. I know we've got a coffee business coming up.
Oh yeah.
You know, and we've got some fast casual concepts. I've got another idea I'd like to throw out to you because I think we still have some seed money left over.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, you're like your pink berries and stores like that. So I think we should open up a store front that is just, you get a popcorn and you can add whatever toppings you want. And then you just pay whatever the bucket weighs. Very much like a Froyo shop.
Yeah.
You dress
Should
up your
popcorn. Pop it to me?
We could. We could. I didn't think through the...
Okay. I think Corn Hub is a better name.
Corn Hub. Also good. Solid. Also solid.
Pop it like it's hot.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pop to it. Okay. What else? What else?
Pop that pussy.
Well, hold on.
No.
We already have the song then when you walk in. You just be like, let me see you pop that.
I do, Rob, I think that's a terrible idea.
Yep.
Awful idea, yep. Rob.
I do like, whenever I go to the like O'Hare, I guess specifically O'Hare, there's that Garrett's right there. And I will say, when they're making the sort of Chicago mix, which if anybody doesn't know, Chicago mix from Garrett's, which if you can get it, I think is pretty good. It's caramel corn, cheddar corn popcorn and regular popcorn, right? Butter popcorn, cheddar corn, caramel corn. That smell that wafts throughout the airport, I think is phenomenal.
Fresh popcorn, it's intoxicating.
Yeah.
That smell, it for anything. I was in a toy store the other day and they had a popcorn machine in there and they started popping and I was like, I gotta have some of this. Like it just smells so good.
Well, KB, where are we at? Toys R Us?
No, it's called
Pop That Pussy Junior.
No, it's called King Arthur's Court.
Oshkosh,
it's King Arthur's
pussy.
Court, but I always call it Merlin's for some reason.
I think.
Wait.
I was hoping that would slide under the radar.
No, we heard it.
Oh no.
Corn on the 4th of July.
Ooh,
there we go.
There
That's
we
the
go.
Name of the store.
There we go.
We're only open on the 4th.
We could just do that line like from the movie that Tom Cruise, like, love it or leave it. You just keep yelling that at people when they walk in. They're like, what's this store? And they start walking away like, love it or leave it.
Most toy stores have gone the way of the dodo. Toys R Us, KB
it
Toys.
Has, there is a, there's a large one here that is locally, it's been here for a long time. It's called King Arthur's Court. And it is fantastic because they have so many things set up to play with. So you could go in there with a small child and kill about hour and a half, 2 hours. Because like the train is set up and there's like a Lego table and there's all this, like, toys are just open.
Yeah.
And you can just play with them.
So is this akin to like an FAO Schwartz?
I would, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely all toy forward. But they do board games and they do like, you could have a big birthday party there. And you can dress up in costumes, and then the king will leave you a toy in the castle.
Wow, I don't like the sound of that.
What were your toy stores growing up? Did you have?
KB was like my was my go-to. That place was awesome. They would have...
Yeah, KB Toys. I mean, Toys R Us, though. We had a huge Toys R Us by us.
Toys R Us was great for like bikes or the newest Nintendo game or something, but I felt like KB had like weird gross shit where it'd be like little goop balls or like those sticky hands, or it would just be like
creepy
gross stuff.
Creepy crawlers.
Yeah. I feel like they had the more like the aesthetic that Nickelodeon sells with like gack or like slime. It's just like that kind of weird aesthetic shit. Very neon based 90s toys and candy and stuff was KB Toys. And then your big ticket items, I think, would be Toys R Us.
Dude, we had one called Children's Palace, and I loved it. It was a big, you know, big store, but they had like little turrets, like little like castle part. Like, I mean, it was just, you know, you could put a Walmart in there the next day and just rip those off. I mean, it's just a big square building, but they just added those little features. So you felt like you were walking into a castle full of toys.
And so with the turrets, that would be if someone were ever to storm the Children's Palace, the archers could be more.
Or it seems like maybe it was a front. Might have been a front for sex trafficking, and they were just like trying to protect themselves if the cops ever showed up.
Oh, no, they're coming to shut us down. Quick, children, to the turrets.
Did you guys ever buy that little barrel of stations. Like pink guys? The little like...
Barrel of monkeys?
Do you know what I'm talking? No. Do you know what I'm talking about, Adol? Because I had a very distinct memory just now of walking into Children's Palace and holding these and just buying them. Yeah, you're reacting, so you know what I'm talking about.
Maybe the two most formative toys of my childhood would be... number two would be My Pet Monster, which was like a monster with a big bulbous nose.
Yep.
He had broken orange handcuffs, like he just escaped from like a lab. Yep. My Pet Monster was number two. Number one with a bullet is what Rob just mentioned, which was Muscle Men, spelled M,
Muscle Men, that's right.
Period S, yes. Etc. But each letter, it was an acronym. I forget what it stood for. But it was like 500 different little men, and then they each came in like 10 colors. And you could buy a barrel of them, which I did constantly, but I bought them from, I believe, JCPenney's. But you would open up the barrel and there'd be like 10 of them. And I would give each one, it was like my first improv. I would give each one, I'd be like, this guy's Numbskull. This guy's like Blades. And there'd be like a guy who was like a top. It'd be like a top with a face or a guy made out of bricks with like a hole in the middle. Those were the coolest fucking things.
They were so cool.
Rob, thank you for that memory.
Did you guys not play sports as like kids? Were you guys?
Yeah,
not, like,
I did, but I loved those.
I played Madden 98. So I played.
No, that doesn't.
Adol, I still have.
I was 10 in bar when I was like 8 or 9.
When I go back to Pittsburgh, I still have. It's been in my room. I don't know why it has always been in my room, but I have a My Pet Football Monster.
Whoa!
And both of my kids have discovered it, and like my youngest now like loves playing it with it every time we're back. So the My Pet Monster is still. Still going on.
I might go on eBay tonight and buy a My Pet Monster because I fucking love that. And I think there was a
nothing
movie
right.
And a
you don't remember My Pet Monster?
No, I played with Ghostbusters. I had the Ghostbuster house, so I had the full like
fire station, please,
like the full station. And
it
then
just
I,
had Vekman's apartment.
Yeah, just yeah. No, I just had, yeah, exactly.
The saddest. No,
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I don't know what I did. I know I played with toys, but I was outside so much as a kid that like I was just like cruising neighborhood on the bike. I just don't a thing of a time where
cruise
I sat down,
the neighborhood.
Like, oh, I'm playing with this.
Okay. So there's no toys, no Stretch Armstrong or like those Hulk Hogan.
Didn't have it.
Those Hulk Hogan
never,
pillow guys.
G.I. Joe, He-Man.
I mean, I also have a bad memory as well. Mm-hmm. So I probably did play with stuff and my mom would be like, oh, you always play with this or whatever. But like, I feel like I was just so into sports as a kid. So I was doing baseball cards. I was doing like Jordan Jammer. Like I was just reenacting like famous sports moments.
There was
not like... playing with my little monsters or my little ponies, whatever you guys fucking
please, play with. My pet monster.
So you're running around the backyard being like, do you believe in miracles?
Oh, no, he's the 1980 Olympics.
Oh, yeah, I was doing 1980 Olympic shit.
And then he's like, Olympics, huh? Not gonna know to that. Your parents are like, what the fuck?
Oh, I do everything. I'd be laying in bed and I'd be like, and there it is. Greg Louganis has been diagnosed with cancer.
It wasn't cancer. But we'll move on from that. Well. oh, boy. I remember having a Batman a Batman action figure that had the belt with like a wire on it.
So I had that as well.
And I would pull it out and put it on something and then like make him like you let go. And and I remember being like, this is the future of the technology in this toy is going to change civilization.
Now that you said that, I did have that Batman.
And then I had several Ninja Turtle toys, which I loved. And there was like the most fun was like a Krang where you fill up water in the guy's stomach. Remember the big bodybuilder that Krang, wrestler?
The brain.
Yeah, and you dump water in the middle and then Krang's brain floats in the middle. Ah, amazing.
What a time.
I had that guy, Adol, and I don't know what I was doing. I was attaching him to something to do something and he just exploded. It was the saddest. My Batman, his way, it just from bottom down just blew up. I think I pulled the thing too hard and it was devastating because I loved that toy.
Well, Rob, you are absolved of any wrongdoing because clearly that was the Joker. Clearly.
And And also, Rob, you can go on eBay and right any wrong right now.
No,
I
want
those for like $25.
Very over it. And I do. I don't know if you guys said G.I. Joe guys, because I definitely had a lot of those. I loved G.I. Joe guys.
I had G.I. Janes.
I had the a number of them with the rubber. Careful, Will Smith might slap. That rubber thing that connects the two parts, the upper body and the lower body.
Yes,
I had a number of those would break. So I would have like a lot of my G.I. Joe guys were in the hospital because they just didn't have their bottoms. But I had this one guy, Roadblock was my favorite.
VA.
Yeah, Roadblock was my favorite. And one time I was playing, I'd forgotten I had done this. I took the vent off in my room and put Roadblock in like a in the vent and shut it. Couldn't find Roadblock for like a year. One time, like a year later, I removed the vent for some reason. I pulled Roadblock out, and what a reunion we had with the G.I. Joe guys that night. I mean, it was a hero's welcome.
You had probably grown up, and you're like, I gotta hide this porn somewhere. And you took it off your vent, and you're like, Roadblock. He's like, kill me. Please. I've been burning alive all winter.
The rats and ants. What was, we'll move on after this.
Yeah.
There was also something I was obsessed with for like 1 year, and then it like went away. But it was a bunch of
polio.
It was polio, right? We all had that. It was a bunch of like eyeballs, and each eyeball had a different personality. So there was one that was like,
oh my god, you're right. Oh, what were those?
There was
things?
One that was like very. It was like just an open eyeball, very veiny, and it would just like scream.
Yeah.
There was one that had like a nose ring and a horn.
Yes, I got those at Children's Palace, too.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Oh, I forgot.
Wow.
We should mention Rob and I were brothers for 8 years, and then our...
I know.
We clearly... So well. You know what would be very disappointing? It was like, I'm going to go over to Adel's house and play. Be like, what the fuck? You have the same toy.
This sucks.
You know?
Your mom's the same, too. What the hell?
I just remember the name.
What?
Madballs.
Yes.
Madballs. Okay. I remember the commercial.
They were squishy, right?
I also remembered...
Some of the toys were squishy, yes.
I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. So
Madballs.
Like, I think I missed out on a lot of stuff you're talking about because I was always sickly in the hospital.
Why don't we, we'll comfort Brett while he's sickly in the hospital, and the rest of you won't have to listen to that because we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. And the word I have for you, gentlemen, is... minuscule.
Ooh. Mini school. So this is like a school for bugs.
Yep. I had to look up if this was a word or I was just making it up. Like, you know, kind of like, you know, ginormous isn't a word, but people always say it and stuff like that. But I was spelling it so wrong that it was leading me to believe that it wasn't a real word.
Okay, hold on.
And then I figured it out.
We do have to hear, legally, Brett, we have to hear how you were spelling it.
Okay, the first way I spelled it was, where is it at here? M-I-N-I-S-K-E-L.
Oh.
Okay.
Ding. If for spelling bee, there would be a ding. A little early.
There'd be a ding. All the other contestants, all the parents would turn and just be like, what? How the fuck did this kid?
Like, what is minuscule?
How the fuck did this 41-year-old get into this contest and how is he throwing it?
Hey, we're not doing dates. We're not dating anybody.
Brett, I threw out a random number. You got defensive. So minuscule, okay, makes me think of obviously very tiny things.
Very tiny.
Which again, I don't mean to make this whole episode about childhoods, but I feel like the borrowers, there's a lot of cool tiny things when we were kids. The borrowers,
Indian
I think was
the,
something.
The Indian in the Cupboard.
The Indian in the Cupboard, which was one of my favorite books, which I don't know if those hold up.
I like the movie.
I never saw the movie.
I don't read the book.
Which was a boy buys a little toy Indian. He puts it in this cupboard and he locks it. And then when he locks it, the Indian comes to life. Right. And then the boy, I think, has to like help him defend his nation from...
Yeah.
Cowboys are. I think it gets a little dicey.
Yeah, I think it's something along those lines.
But the borrowers were fine. Also, well, I feel like there was just so much to do with like
Honey,
tiny
I
things.
Shrunk the Kids.
Sure.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids made me obsessed with oatmeal cream pies. Because when they go in the backyard and they see a giant Little Debbie's oatmeal mm-hmm. cream pie and they scoop up the cream and eat it with the oatmeal cookie, I remember being like, this is all I want in the world.
I went to, who made, was it Disney made Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah,
I think so.
Because I believe when I did go to Disney as a kid, there was a Honey, I Shrunk the World's Land.
Honey, I Shrunk the World?
Honey, no, it's I Mom and Dad kids. Shrunk the Kids. Honey, I Saved the World. No,
with John Lovitz.
they had a land where you could go in and it was like you were in the backyard.
That's
so
cool.
Everything was like, oh, it was like a play cool. place. Playland where like the slide, you were sliding off a, you know, 35 millimeter camera roll or something like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
I do remember that. That was very cool. That is a great movie. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The first one is great.
Outstanding. I never watched Honey, I Blew Up the Baby or whatever it was. Too sad.
Well, I think it was I Blew Up the
blew
Baby.
Blew Up the Kids, right?
Blew Up the Kids. Honey, I Ate the...
Was it Honey, I
Honey,
blew
I
up
Ate the Dog?
I don't know.
I will say, this is a weird thing to put out there, but I'm going to say...
Honey, You Blew Me?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Honey, I Jihaded the Kids?
Oh, boy. Good boy. I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I think... I am so sorry to anybody this applies to. I think in today's day and age of social media, I think too many... Whenever anybody passes away, we get on our little devices and we go, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe... Yeah. I can't believe Tom Sizemore died. What a mm-hmm. loss. Here's my little Tom Sizemore story or et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. if he affected you, great. But here's my thing. If I see you do that with 100 celebrities, I lose interest. Here's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. When Rick Moranis passes away, God forbid that day ever come, I'm going to be very upset. I feel like Rick Moranis yeah. was a huge part of my childhood.
He's fantastic.
One of my all-time favorites. Him. Mm-hmm. I feel like him and Michael Keaton, those two celebrities... I'm going to say are like the two I'm allowed to be sad at.
Well, and yeah. Rick Moranis, why we love him so much is he's not played out.
Yeah.
You know, he retired. He was, his wife was sick, I believe, or something
his
like that.
His wife was sick and she passed away.
Yeah, and he was just like, I'm not going to do it anymore. Yeah. And even then, he's only done it a couple of things. And then there was that one time where he was just walking down the street and somebody punched him in the face.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know who he was. It was just like a crazy guy in New York or whatever. But yeah, he's somebody who, yeah, like he did his final thing and like it was like, oh, we just hope he's okay. Like,
yeah.
He hasn't done anything in a very long time.
Little Shop of Horrors, Spaceballs. I mean, this guy, best. Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I mean, so
Parenthood.
Parenthood.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, you love that movie and then you love that show.
Loved Parenthood the show, too.
You cried a lot. You always told me you were crying at episodes.
Yeah, and let's just tell everybody. But no, yeah, I really did. I would actually... I'm still bitter that it got canceled because I think they really... I think we could have still been in the Braverman's life and really seen where everybody has gone. But I would... It was a very sentimental show. And it was... They knew what they were doing, man. And they could... They got a cry out of you every week. And sometimes I would watch it on Saturday mornings. I would like tape it during the week or DVR it. And my wife, girlfriend at the time, would wake up later than me. So
wait,
I would start.
Wife and girlfriend lived together at the same time?
No, it was before we were married. We were living together. And she would wake up after me, but I'd be like 30 minutes in. She would come in and sit on the couch. Then I would be like, shit, I don't want to cry in front of her because I don't know. We could talk about, is that an issue or not? I don't know. I don't go to therapy.
Well, hold on, Rob.
But I'm like, I don't want to cry in front of her.
Absolutely an issue.
Yeah, okay. 100%.
So I would like hold back. But then she, again, would watch like 20 minutes a week and she would be crying on the couch and she'd be like, I hate this show. Like, I just woke up. I'm crying. I don't even like this show. And it would get her. But yeah,
do you rewatch it? Do you go?
No,
back
I should.
And
I will say this. I'll share this story because this was a moment. So it was like a weekend. My wife was out at like on a or my girlfriend at the time was out of town. So I was by myself. Didn't have anything to do on a Friday night, and I was like, oh, I'll just watch this week's Parenthood. It was winter.
Party
there was
time.
A candle. There was a candle on the table again, living with my girlfriend.
Wow, party!
So I was like, I'll light the candle. I was drinking a glass of wine. Watching Parenthood, this moment was one of the most emotional moments that happened. I didn't know this was coming. I just found myself on a Friday night holding a glass of wine, looking at a candle, just crying hard at this one episode.
Staring at the candle?
No, at the episode. It was this emotional moment between, speaking of names I don't know, are like Caramel Caramel, is it Peter Krause or Peter Krausa? I don't know how you pronounce it.
I think it's Peter Krause.
I say Krause, but.
Peter Krause and Craig T. Nelson. Very emotional moment. And man, it got me.
Was Dauber there as well? Was Dauber on that episode
wasn't
as well?
There. No. Dax Shepard was nearby, though.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, so, Rob, here's what we'll say. Any listeners who are looking to, if you haven't seen, I've never seen Parenthood. I don't think I will. If you're looking to watch Parenthood.
The TV show, not the original movie, the TV show.
Not this TV show. You might want to skip ahead just a little bit because I'm going to ask Rob. Yeah. Rob, what moment specifically were you crying at?
Monica Potter played Peter Krause's wife. And she had breast cancer. And there was, in the middle of the night, she woke up. Something happened, complication. She was going through chemo. They had to rush her to the hospital. Craig T. Nelson and Peter Krause were, Adam Braverman and Zeke Braverman, for those in the know, were fighting and weren't talking. And so he, in the middle of the night, was there. Like, Peter Krause just, like, so scared. Like, she's just on machines. And Craig T. Nelson.
Like Donatello.
Yes. Comes into the hospital room, and then they hadn't spoken. I forget what the argument was about, but it was serious. And he just kind of like sat down and put his arm around him, and then was like just to be there, and then started to leave because they were still fighting. And Peter Krause just looked at him and was like, "Dad, please don't go." And the way he looked at him, and I was just like,
"Father, son." I thought they were like neighbors.
Moment, and then it was just like Craig T. Nelson holding him and him just losing it and crying because he was so scared. It was very
It's emotional. An audience. I feel like, I don't know how many episodes we are into now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how well you get a sense of Rob, but that is a big, that's for Rob to cry. That's a, and to talk about it, this is a big deal.
And to have that good of a memory about the.
This is like a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Guys, I cried 3 times during My Name is Otto on a recent flight back from St. Petersburg. movies can get me.
The terrible Tom Hanks.
It was not good. It was not good. Yeah, it wasn't good.
A man. It's based on the book A Man Called Ove. Yeah. I cried last night in bed. Gemma went to sleep and I stayed up, lay next to her in bed reading. I'm reading a book called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. Phenomenal book. Gabriel Ruiz, maybe?
Oh, the volleyball player.
Yes, it is. incredible. I'm getting the name wrong. Incredible book. And there's a part last night where I was just like, I had to like shut the book. And then I just sat there quietly sobbing for a minute and then was like, well, I'm going to go to bed.
Me and my wife get got on any commercial having to do with kids of like a kid like growing up. Oh, here's the one that got us the other day. The girl. She says she's like 2 years old or whatever. And she's like, she gets a birthday card and the girl goes, oh, thanks, Dan. And like, he like smiles and, you know, he's like touches the woman's hand. And then like 5 years later, it's like, oh, thanks, Dan. And then it goes through the thing.
Oh,
and then
I know
like,
where this is going
it's her
now.
Wedding day. Mm-hmm. It's her wedding day. And she's walking down the aisle and he's like, I'll meet you at the front. And she goes, no, Dad, will you walk me down the aisle? It was a stepdad the whole time.
Right. Oh,
but it took until like her wedding day to acknowledge that, like, she never called him Dad. She only called him Dan. So yeah, it was it really got you. It really sneaked up on you.
If you want those social media things of, anytime somebody reveals to an adopted parent that they like, or like, no, when they like legally become their parent or whatever, that moment, any time a soldier comes back and surprises their kid at a school, waterworks. Those moments.
Yeah.
Are,
and I'm going to disagree on the soldier one. I don't like that whatsoever. Because if I was a soldier and I came home, the first thing I want to do is see my family. I wouldn't be like, hey, let's hang out in this rec room of this gym until you can surprise them at like a football game. It's like, I just want to go home.
I mean,
like,
I think
I don't
it
want to
works
do that,
out.
Like,
that it's, he's not in there for hours.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's very nice propaganda to me. I don't like the propaganda of it all because military to me is all propaganda all the time. So I feel like they're trying to really sell you on this dream.
I think the commercial that gets me the most involving kids is a kid comes into the kitchen and he's got a few friends and we don't know if they have homes to go to. We don't know if they come from broken homes or if their homes don't provide food or beverage for them. But the kid comes in with 3 or 4 friends in tow and he goes to the fridge and he opens it. And one of the friends speaks up, clearly
just exhausted from his home life and needing some sort of thirst quenching. And he says, "What do you got?" And the kid who opened the fridge goes, "We got purple stuff, lemonade, Sunny D." And at the name of Sunny D, they all rejoice. And just the fact that a drink can bring kids together, can make kids a community.
And that kid's name? Greg Louganis.
Jonathan Brandis.
To go back 5 minutes, you guys remember in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song where they go, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, da-da-da-da-da, Donatello's on machines, and then they show Donatello in a coma, and it's like,
what?
Donatello's on machines. We don't remember that?
I feel like we didn't need to go back.
I'm glad that we went
back. Yeah, I feel bad that we went back.
Well, they said Donatello does machines, which I think is just the computer, most insane. Like,
no, I get it. No, I know. Yes, it's
Have speaking of my word, which is minuscule, have you seen either on the talk or on the gram the people that make the small?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the show, not the app. I see.
The very small
TikTok
the
or
very
Instagram.
Small meals for hamsters where they make like Michelin star meals.
Yes.
For like small hamsters. It's so good. I love it so much. It is very
adorable.
Time consuming and insane, but like it makes sense.
I love that you think a cucumber and a carrot cuts the size for a hamster is a Michelin star meal.
No. I watched one where he's making like a little steak. Like he makes like a little steak for him.
Brett, please, at that size, it's a Michelin star.
Oh,
hold for applause. Yeah. Take a deep bow.
No.
This from the guy who said, I'm not gonna know to the limits.
I mean that's okay though. Because you know what? I'm not gonna go.
Hey, Rob White, what is your word?
My word, and we are going to go to the old TWA inbox.
Mailbag. If you have a word for us or any sort of comment or question or just a big old thumbs up or picture of your favorite childhood toy, send it to us at twapod@gmail.com. Again, that's twapod@gmail.com. I was just talking to a friend of the show, Dr. Ron Harvey, today, and he said, "Did you ever get my email? I sent you a word. You never used it." And I looked in the email. I said, "I don't think we got it." Turns out he sent that to twapodcast@gmail.com. Mm. That's nothing.
That is nothing.
twapod@gmail.com.
If you want to get to our mailbag, you got to use the right address. twapod@gmail.com is best. Send us a note. Send us a word. Don't send us a bag of your turds. Mail time. All right, Rob.
Rob, we forgot to tell you. Yeah. This is also a musical episode.
Oh, great.
But we're going to surprise you two-thirds of the way through.
Oh, no, surprise. And Ron, by the way, that was a real twat move. Okay, let's see. So this email's from Alex. Word, and in parentheses, and kid theme songs. Hello, Adalbret and Rob from Wales. Based on your chat this week about kids' theme songs, I recommend you listen to the theme for Rory the Racing Car. It has no right to go as hard as it does.
And Julie, if you have that song, you'll play it now.
My number one star. The silver hatch in his little white cap.
Yeah, and I will say,
Brett, go
ahead, Brett. Go ahead.
Brett, we should have played the song and we should have set up the song and then paused. You said pause here. They're not going to hear the rest of us until after the pause.
Well, regardless, I did actually look it up on YouTube. It's a British show and it does. It's a good theme song. It's a pretty solid theme song.
It slaps the old dickie.
But back to the email. I also want to suggest the word bubble. It's my personal favorite because I don't think people can say it in a sad way. Keep up the good work. Love the pod, Alex. Thank you very much, Alex.
Well, you can say it in a sad way. Near the end of Golden Girls, Ma almost dies from a bubble in her lung or something, right?
The pause.
Doesn't somebody get a bubble in her blood or something?
Did you say Ma?
What's her name? Who's
Sophia?
Who's the mom?
Sophia. Oh, you were speaking to her as if you were Dorothy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot her name, so I tried to be overly familiar. A few things to say. Alex, thank you. This is maybe our first Welsh listener. So we do have to make a big deal out of that. Mm-hmm. Anytime we have somebody from a country that we have yet to celebrate, mm-hmm. we got to make a big deal out of it. Otherwise, they're not going to tell their countrymen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about Wales.
I know that Gareth Bale used to be on the Wales men's football team.
Mm-hmm. We know Tom Jones is Welsh. We know Catherine Zeta-Jones is Welsh, and she made it through all those lasers with her sexy, sexy outfit.
We know the official language of Wales is...
And if you're ever stuck in Wales, you light a candle, the whale will open its mouth, and out you go.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think that's about it. Thanks,
yeah, I know
Alex.
Whenever you go to the country, you have a whale of a time.
So speaking of Britain and bubble...
Not, it's different. I think Wales is not part of it, right?
I'm so sorry. Okay. Speaking of the United Kingdom, speaking of old Albion, it's England, Britain, UK. It's like Netherlands, where it's like there's like Holland, Netherlands, Dutch. Mm-hmm. There's Amsterdam. There's too much going on. Speaking of the United Kingdom and bubbles, I didn't know until maybe season two of White Lotus, or maybe it was like Ted Lasso or something. The song "I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles."
Oh yeah, big song.
Is that a big song in England?
It is
United Kingdom.
The team, the West Ham, they play that before, and so that is the team that Nathan coaches.
Okay.
In Ted Lasso, they always sing "Always Blowing Bubbles" before every game and put bubbles on. There's a lot of teams that have, like Man City does an Oasis song. Liverpool does "You'll Always Walk On" thing, and they just happen to do "Always Blowing Bubbles," and they blow bubbles before every game.
Was that song created for that team, or is this an existing song?
I don't think so. I think a lot of teams latch on to things based on like a time period of their club.
Sure.
And like Man City does Oasis because both Liam and Noel are from Manchester. And they're not, and then they're Manchester City fans, they're not Manchester United fans type stuff. So, and like, I think the Liverpool anthem was, you know, based on a thing. There was a long time ago, there was an incident where a bunch of people were crushed and died before a game. And they always sing, you know, "You'll Never Walk Alone" type stuff.
Hmm.
So, I'm not sure what they do in Wales for Swansea City, which is the Welsh club I know. But
Wrexham is in Wales, right?
Wrexham is, yeah, now they're not in the top tier, yeah.
Wrexham damn near killed him.
Nice.
Sorry, I have nothing to contribute to soccer, but that's all I got.
Holy shit. Okay, I'm tweeting it, Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds right now. Wrexham damn near killed. That should be their slogan.
It should be.
Damn near killed him. Wrexham, damn near killed him.
I have a couple of things on bubbles. One, did you guys have, again, going back to childhood, did you have a favorite brand of bubble bath?
Mr. Bubbles.
Yeah, I was going for Mr. Bubbles. Love Mr. Bubbles. Yeah. That pink bottle.
Mr. Bubbles.
Yeah.
So fun.
Did you, when you were a kid, did you blow bubbles?
Yeah.
He's back in town and he wants your number.
Oh, boy.
That is and that is a joke that the amazing Jonathan made famous a very long time ago on his show. So shout out to amazing Jonathan. Rest in peace.
Do you remember how fun it was to see somebody like bubbles are flying around when you're a kid? You just want to like run into them and pop them. And I feel like the excitement wears off pretty quickly, but there is for me at least, but there was so much excitement just seeing them. You want to just run and like poke as many as you can.
Dude,
but then you're like, okay.
It.
Oh, you're living it.
Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I've relived it as well.
Dot loves fucking bubbles. Yeah. We go to a little gym class every Tuesday. We're going tomorrow. If this episode is recorded on a Monday, who knows? We're going tomorrow, and we end the class with bubbles. And, like, the kid, they lose their mind. And we pop them with your head and pop them with your nose. And, like, they lose their mind. And if she's ever, like, feeling down or whatever, we have Costco came out with this thing called the Trillion Bubble Maker. And
that's too many.
It is too many. And sometimes if I fire that thing up, it's absurd how many bubbles come out of that thing. She loses her mind, though. It's amazing.
If you ever won a lawsuit, you could count the bubbles and sue that company. It's like
they pop so fast. You know, they pop so fast, it'd be hard to really count it.
Like The Simpsons when they did the lawsuit against Never Ending Story. We have a thing that's like catnip infused bubbles, but with them, they get confused because they pop them and then they're like, where did this thing go? Because they don't understand that it was a temporary, right. It was a fleeting object not meant for this world. Too beautiful for this world even.
Nice. Of course, Adel doing the classic thing where I say something beautiful about my kids and Rob says something about his kids and then he goes, well, my cat does this. It's not the same, man. It's not the same.
And the cat's
in the
cat.
Cradle and the silver spoon.
I put jeans on my cat. I make him walk upright.
Send him to school. He goes to school every day.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, though. I mean, bubble is definitely a fun word to say. You're right. I mean, there's so many positive. Like, bubbles obviously make people smile, kids especially. Yeah. Great reaction to it. There's the bubble in trouble. The trouble.
Oh, the automatic bubble.
Yeah, the automatic bubble. That's a good one. When people being in a bubble is not the best, I guess. But I bet the people in the bubble are happy.
Yeah. Do you guys remember? So
what was Jake Gyllenhaal in a bubble? What was it?
Bubble Boy.
Oh, Bubble Boy. What about the John Travolta one?
Grease.
No.
The Grease bubble.
No, when he played
Phenomenon? Right,
I know. The TV show.
When he was the Bubble Boy.
Also, amazing bubbles are the packing bubbles that you pop. I mean, you can't.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I was growing up, my grandfather and grandmother lived in Boston and they had a big like children's museum. And they have this bubble lab in the children's museum where you could make like you could make a bubble that you could like step in and stuff like that. It was just like so crazy. So it was like you could make like huge bubbles on the table because they just had like a tube with air and like shit like that. So like I do love when you can go a little bit crazy with bubbles, when you can make it kind of more sciencey than like running around stupid.
As Tim Allen might say, more power.
Did you guys? Okay, go ahead. I was going to ask, not to go back to the blowing bubbles, but not a person, just really with gum. Were you guys big bubble blowers? I dipped my toes, but didn't really. The people who could like crack their gum and blow, but I didn't really do that a lot.
I could do that, and I could blow a bubble inside of a bubble.
What?
So I could blow a bubble gum bubble, and then I could keep that bubble intact. Chew a little bit more gum and then blow a bubble inside that bubble.
I didn't even
It's like
know
a Russian
perfect.
Nesting doll of gum.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't see any more. When I was in, I want to say grade school, maybe a little bit of high school, Bubblicious, where it'd be like a pack of gum, like the tube of gum that had maybe five thick boys, like pretty thick pieces. Mm-hmm. And there would be the most insane flavors. And like if there was like watermelon flavored, the chunk, the big rectangle, the fat chunky rectangle would look like a watermelon, would be like green outside, pink middle or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's ones where it was like some of them had like Dr. Pepper flavored gel inside of them. I remember the gum game was crazy in the 90s where it was just like you could go Bubblicious.
Foot long of gum? What was the thing that was called like?
Not fruit breath, but what was that called?
Bubble tape.
Bubble tape. Because it was in like a measuring tape.
Not
thing.
Them.
Yeah.
Big League Chew.
Big League Chew.
Which was hilarious now. Like when I got older, I realized I was like, oh, this is, you're selling us tobacco as gum. Like even the way it's in the thing, it's like supposed to look like
a foil pouch.
Like Jip.
Yeah.
Or dip.
Well, Fun Dip's supposed to be cocaine. And then you have like the, what was the zebra one? Fruit Stripe bubble gum?
Fruit Stripe did not care
Yikes.
For.
Yikes. Stripes.
Cinnaburst.
Stripe gum. Well, Fruit Stripe gum, you could get tattoos.
Yeah.
And then Cinnaburst, the big thing was Cinnaburst was you could eat. You could eat the
paper.
Wrapper that was on
I mean, I tried that once and I don't think it helped.
It doesn't help.
No,
it just made the gum like more like
weird
cardboard.
Yeah.
I think that's a rumor. I think you guys got duped.
It's possible.
Are you serious?
No, I mean, I remember. Oh, god, maybe it was a rumor.
Yes, I'm not allowed to be frivolous.
What was that?
I don't know.
Anybody just hear that?
Yeah.
I heard it, but I don't know what it was.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I think I know what it was.
What was it?
That was Donatello telling us through the coma he wants us to end the episode.
Oh, man. It was actually really weird because it was my voice, and now I'm a little freaked out.
Well, Brett, I'd be a little freaked out if you didn't recap what we talked about.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you're talking to your friends and your mouth gets a little like stuck together because you got that thick nougat in there of that caramel that you've been chewing, and you're like, I only had a small amount. I had a minuscule amount. But you try, and your mouth sticks together, but you're still able to blow a bubble out. And the doctor comes in, and he goes, I'm sorry. That was the last bubble you'll ever blow. And then it goes, beep. Beep. Beep.
Oh.
Beep.
Beep. Oh my gosh.
Beep.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Louganis.
Beep. Let me dive one more time, baby.
And at this point, Craig T. Nelson comes in and gives me a hug, and we both sob next to the bed.
And then, what? Hey, how you doing? I'm from 1934. What year is it?
Well, sir, it's 1932. I thought we were... You blacked out for a minute. I don't know if...
I think I got right hooked hard by that football that was thrown at me.
Oh, yes. That's a terrible, terrible thing. You were going to come up with a new song, you said. A song that would rival even Henny Goodman.
Well, unfortunately, the football spilled my wine, though.
Oh, that's for shame, for sure.
Spilled your wine? Red, red wine? I don't know why I said that twice.
Let me ask you, how old are you? You be 40?
No, I'm about 40. You be 40?
Time.
To end the episode. Yeah.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.